The freight rail system in this country may soon be dominated by just three companies. CSX Corporation agreed today to buy Conrail for $8.4 billion, or $92.50 a share. If the deal is approved by regulators and shareholders, the combined company would stretch from Chicago and New Orleans in the west to Boston and Miami in the east. Jack Burke is the Chicago Bureau Chief for Traffic World magazine.
The railroad company would be about 30,000 miles, which is smaller by just 1,000 miles or so than the two big Western mergers of recent note, the Union Pacific, Southern Pacific, and BNSF, which are both a little over 30,000 miles.
And what does it mean for CSX and what does it mean for Conrail?
Well, for CSX in particular, it means acquiring a franchise in the Northeast. Conrail is the only railroad that serves the metropolitan New York area. It would enable CSX to provide single-line service from their Southeast territory up into the Northeast. For Conrail, the Conrail shareholders, I think, would be the principal beneficiaries at $92.50 a share. If you bought Conrail stock yesterday, you bought it for $71, and today it's worth $92.50. I think that's something of a windfall.
Mm-hmm. The companies now say they expect us to save $550 million in operating costs. How much? What's the downside of this merger? Will a lot of jobs be lost?
On the one hand, you see clerical jobs, shop jobs. Those are the kind that are most affected by this kind of a merger. But if, in fact, their predictions of greater business are fulfilled, then you'll see a favorable impact in positions, in actual operating positions on engineers, conductors.
And they'll be operating more efficiently. That's their position.
Operating more efficiently, but operating more business. If, in fact, they can go out and gain take business off the highway, that means they're going to be running more trains, then they'll need more engineers and conductors.
What about this aspect of it? It said that CSX could, in the future, take its freight traffic off of these track lines that are now being used for commuter service, Amtrak lines, between Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, moving them to other lines.
CSX thinks that the lines are better used for their freight operations, and has been trying to convince the two government bodies to move to build or invest in a separate track in that right away.
Mm-hmm.
And CSX has they've flavored this merger or their announcement of it to encouraging, shall we say, that move away from the use of the freight tracks for commuter operation.
Yeah. Is it good for America? Is it good for railroads that all these little companies are coming together now? Now you have six big companies making three huge companies.
Well, there certainly has been a trend in this direction for longer than just the last couple of years. Mergers in the United States really began in the late 1970s, rather. This is probably the end game, or at least the round before the end game, where we get down to two or three major systems in the country. But the trend has been inexorable for the last two decades.
Talking with us from his office in Chicago, Jack Burke of Traffic World, a weekly magazine of the transportation industry.